6:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for tuning in. Do appreciate the company. Big weekend at the Holland Center this weekend. Mozart and Mahler. It is the final piece of the 2018-2019 Masterworks series, and both Friday and Saturday, there are performances at 7:30. And the mezzo-soprano, who is going to be singing the female parts, Michelle DeYoung, is sitting in studio right now. What an honor to meet you.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
Really, really appreciate you popping in here. First thing I got to ask you, 3 Grammy Awards? Really?
Yes. It was pretty cool. The first 2 that I won, it was for a recording called Les Troyens, The Trojans, with the London Symphony Orchestra and Sir Colin Davis. And I had just walked in from a rehearsal with the St. Louis Symphony. I walked into my hotel room and turned on the TV just to watch a little bit of the Grammys because I knew we were nominated. And right when I turned the TV on, it announced it.
Oh, my
gosh. It was so bizarre. I started screaming in my hotel because there's my name, and it was very exciting.
Yeah. Oh, that is very exciting. And I have to digress for a moment. St. Louis Symphony, was Leonard Slatkin still conducting back then?
Or had he moved on by then? I think it was David Robertson.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Yeah. I grew up in St. Louis. That's why
right.
I ask. So
yeah.
I got to see Mr. Slatkin many times.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about the other two. The other 2 Grammys.
So that was 2 of them.
Okay.
And then the third one was really incredible. We did Mahler's third symphony, excuse me. And I sang the song cycle by Mahler, Kinder Totenlieder, with the San Francisco Symphony and Michael Tilson Thomas. And we recorded the Kinder Totenlieder a week after 9/11.
Oh,
and
wow.
I had to drive there because the flights were down.
Sure.
So it was such an incredible experience. So that was especially touching to win that.
Of course it was. And of course, right now you get a chance to bust out your Mahler chops again right here in Omaha.
Exactly.
Tell us about this program coming up here this weekend.
So it's the piece that I'm involved in is called Das Lied von der Erde, The Song of the Earth by Mahler. And it's 6 songs. The tenor sings the first, third, and fifth, and the alto sings the second, fourth, and sixth. And they are all based on Chinese poetry. But the composers had this thing where they were afraid to write a 9th symphony because people had died before they finished their 9th symphony.
So it's kind of like the 9th symphony jinx.
Yeah.
Right?
So okay. Mahler thought that he would be able to do that. So he wrote a song symphony called Das Lied von der Erde. So it is a symphony, but it's the first time that a song symphony has ever been written. And each movement is a song. And since then, Zemlinsky has done it. Other composers have done it. Anyway, so he did that. Then he wrote the 9th symphony, and then he died during the 10th symphony.
Wow. So he broke the jinx, but not for long.
Exactly.
How's it been? How long have you been in town working on this? With
2 days. Just yesterday was our first rehearsal.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Very good. How are you seeing it gel and come together? Because it has to happen very quickly. And of course, everybody's pros and everything, but to get to that je ne sais quoi of everything gelling, how's that going?
Exactly. It's going great. So I talked with the conductor just for a little bit before, and then we did our rehearsal. And Mahler is a little bit tricky because it's not just play the notes on the page. It's in a very emotional music, and you really have to, it has to be organic from your emotions. And if it's not there, I don't think you can bring it to life.
Oh, very good. Where do you go? How do you prepare for that emotionally? What do you do to draw that and make that a part of the presentation?
The poetry is incredibly important in Mahler. So I think that is the most important, is to first of all know it as if it's your own language, which I do speak German, so that helps. But to really understand the poetry and to express it that way, and that helps you bring to life the music.
Oh, that's fascinating. In your travels, how much do you travel a year? How often are you on the road?
Most of the time, I would say, really, most of the time.
Sure.
That's easiest to say. It's different all the time. I do predominantly orchestra concerts. I also do 1 or 2 operas a year. So when you do a stage, like I was in Paris all January, beginning of February for an opera.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then, it's been concerts. So I've been a place for a week. I was in Houston last week, and now I'm here. And so it just depends on what I'm doing.
Sure. Do you have a signature role in opera that you play on a regular basis? For example, a good friend of mine, Dean Anthony, was the tumbling tenor, and he was often in Man of La Mancha, right, playing Sancho Panza. Do you have such a role that they go, we're bringing Michelle in for...
Yeah, it's actually it's Judith in Bluebeard's Castle by Bartok. It's in Hungarian. It's incredibly difficult to sing, and I have been known. I'm really fortunate because I get to sing it a lot, and I absolutely love it. It's just two people. It's an hour long opera. I also am known for Wagner.
Okay. So again, the German.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
Doesn't hurt, right?
Yeah, those are definitely my fortes.
That's amazing. That's Michelle DeYoung. She's a mezzo-soprano. She is performing this weekend at the Holland Center with the Omaha Symphony Orchestra. It's Friday and Saturday performances at 7:30 p.m. Three-time Grammy-winning artist right here. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Morning Edition continues right now.